Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Prep Rally, the Daily Journal's high school sports podcast and webcast. We are, of course, live at this moment. If you're watching at djournal.com, and if you're not watching but just listening, then hey, thanks for tuning into the podcast. Kind of a simulcast, except the webcast is live, the podcast is not. But hey, it's not far removed from the webcast. So thanks for tuning in. And if you missed any of this webcast, want to rewatch it later, check it out at djournal.com. Check out the podcast if you just want to listen. We're on iTunes, also on your podcast apps, and at preprally.djournal.com. Today, Gene Phelps is not here. He's out of town taking care of some business. So we've got Kedrick Story, Southern Sentinel sports writer. Southern Sentinel is a sister publication of the Daily Journal. Kedrick, how's it going, man?
Man, going good, man. Thank you for having me today. I hate that Gene couldn't be here, but I'll be happy to fill in for him.
Glad you're with us, Kedrick. Kedrick's a good guy. Does a good job up there. Got a lot of hustle. Got a lot of hustle, Kedrick.
Man, thank you, man. I try to keep people happy, man.
But anyway, we got a lot to cover here today. We're smack middle in the middle of basketball season, of course. A lot of big division games these days. We've got past the county tournaments, just had the Hotbed Classic and some other stuff like that. Really kind of focused in now on a division play and getting towards those division tournaments next month. Those will get here before you know it. So let's start out, Kedrick, looking at some of the some big games, some key games from last night. We're going to run through a few scores. You can find a lot more of these scores and box scores as well on page 2 of your Daily Journal sports section today, Wednesday's paper. Big game last night in Tupelo. Tupelo boys against Columbus boys. Of course, Columbus has one of the best players in the state, probably certainly one of the best sophomores in the country, and Robert Woodard. He's a big-time talent, but the Tupelo's having a heck of a season, and last night they pulled out the win, division win, against Columbus 56 to 52. A lot of talk has been about Woodard for good reason and his team, and, you know, they're a big group of guys, but the Tupelo. And you can read this story in today's journal. David Wheeler was there to cover it for us. They kind of were patient, slowed things down a little bit, and they've got some guys that can shoot. You had Trey Jenkins ended up having a good night for the Wave with 16 points. He's a senior, and he had a big three-pointer with about 3.5 minutes left, gave Tupelo the lead for good. And they stretched it to about 7 points and ended up holding on for the 4-point win. I don't know, but Woodard, by the way, had 20 points. So he had a decent game. I don't know if you've seen this Woodard kid play yet, Kedrick. I haven't, but I've read an awful lot about him. But I think it speaks volumes for Tupelo, which is having a fine season anyway, now 20-2 on the year. But speaks volumes that they can take on a team and a player like that and come out with a win.
Yeah, I haven't seen either of those two teams play, but those are two teams I did want to see. I thought Columbus was impressive. They just beat Olive Branch by about 30-40 points at the Hotbed Classic. So those are two teams that I really want to see play. I think they'll do well on down the stretch.
Some other scores to look at from Tuesday night. I got them right here. Boys action, Shannon over Tishomingo County, 79-71. C.J. Brim had a nice night, 30 points for C.J. Brim. I believe he's the coach's son, Cedric Brim, if I'm not mistaken.
He is.
And actually, it's funny. Cedric has lived right down the street from me for years, so I've kind of seen C.J. and his friends dribbling the basketball up and down the street, and he's doing a pretty good job there for Shannon. Yeah. Another boys game, Boonville over Kossuth. This one went to overtime. Boonville, 86-78. Kennedy Dye had 38 points for Kossuth in the loss. Big game. For Kennedy. Have you seen that kid play?
I have not, but they are at Ripley Tuesday night. And so I get a chance to see them actually doing a Super Bowl presentation at halftime. Looking forward to seeing that as well.
Okay. Other scores from last night, boys action. Oklahoma edged Bruce 74-73. Oklahoma having a solid year. A couple of girls games going back to Tupelo. They had a big game. You know, we talked about the boys game being so big, and it was, but this was a big game for Tupelo and Columbus girls as well. And the Lady Wave with the 53-48 win. And so they improved to 3-0 in the division. So that's a big win for the Lady Wave, because I believe that Columbus team is pretty tough as well.
Yeah.
Finally, another girls score that caught my eye. I believe this is 1A basketball. Hickory Flat over Myrtle, 42-41. So there's a few highlights from last night. Again, you can catch all these scores in today's journal, page 2B. And going back to Monday real quick, that was a big game Monday. I think it was supposed to have gotten played Friday, but the weather delayed the game until Monday. Baldwin and Ingemar, a big boys game in 1-2A. I thought, Kedrick, that would be a closer game, but Baldwin really kind of showed us something. An 85-56 win. Kobe Agnew had 24 points. Connor McKay, I think, had 18. That's a good Baldwin team.
Yeah, it is. I saw them last week against Walnut, and Walnut played them close for about three quarters, and then Baldwin, with their pretty pedigree, they just pulled away. But I was shocked that game was with such a wide margin. I thought Ingemar, would show a lot better than that. I don't know if it was because the game was moved to Monday or not, but I did expect to see a much closer matchup between those two.
So anyway, those are some of the scores from Tuesday and Monday. That Ingemar Baldwin game was on Monday. Let's talk about Ripley basketball, Kedrick. That's okay. That's one of the teams you cover, obviously, up there in Tippett County. They're the big school up there. I believe they recently swept the county tournament. Let's start with the boys. They're 15-5, 2-2 in the division. They lost to Rosa Fort last night on the road, but they're having a pretty good year under first year coach Andy Kirk, aren't they? Adam Kirk, excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they are, man. Adam Kirk's come in. He's from Ingemar, so he's from the North Ashley Tree of coaching. And, he's come in, man, done a good job. They're led by Dwayne Cox. He had 16 points in the loss last night, which they were actually tied with Rutherford, 54-54 going into the fourth quarter, and Rutherford sort of pulled away. But they're having a good season. Adam Kirk's got them running the floor and sharing the basketball. They get a lot of production from Cox and got a couple inside players, DJ Jackson and Jamonte Cox, and got a little Cole Rogers who comes off the bench. He's pretty good. Bahia beat them last week. Seen to just have a couple more athletes than Ripley, but Ripley been in just about every game they played this year, and I'm gonna say they're gonna be a tough out. Come division and come to playoffs after that.
You mentioned their coach, first year coach Adam Kirk. I said Andy initially. That's his brother who's been coaching in the area for a long time. I'm trying to remember Adam. I believe he was a Tupelo assistant. I know he was, and then he went to ICC for a little while. Yeah.
He was at ICC probably about a year and a half.
That's right. And now, and I've actually known him personally. He goes to church with me. But it seems like Ripley always ends up with a good coach. He had to go and, when I was covering high school sports here, Harvey Childers was the coach there. You've had, Trent Adair, I think, was the coach.
Trent Adair. Yeah, and he had Grant Gardner for the last Grant was there about 5 years. Kirk reminds me a lot of Coach Childers. Just the way he – gets everybody involved, and they don't really have Dwayne is probably their most talented player, but he makes sure he gets everyone involved.
Looking at the girls, 13-7, 2-2 in division. They did defeat Rosa Fort last night. I believe 68-58 was the final. So that's a good road win for them. 13-7. I mean, their season doing pretty well, I guess, overall. How are things shaping up for the girls?
Yeah, they haven't been as dominant as they've been in the past. They've won 25, 26 games for the last 5, 6 years. You know, and they're sort of getting their feet up under him with new coach Steve Willie. He's from Tennessee. They got Deja Rogan, who I think she's gonna be an athlete, one of our athletes of the week. But you know, man, she's a junior. I think she had 27 points last night. She you know, man, she gets a lot of her offense on steals. I know she had during the Tippecanoe, speaking of the Tippecanoe tournament, she had a double double with 26 steals. I mean, no, I'm sorry, 26 points and 11 steals. Wow. One of those games, but you know, man, she sort of makes them go. They got another junior in Montero Crum. She plays on the inside forward, and she's really come along. And so, you know, they basically, you know, man, provide the offense. And you know, he got a couple guards coming off the bench, but it's basically Deja Rogan and Montero Crum. They're sort of carrying the load with the offense. And you know, like I said, you know, man, they had a couple struggles, you know, at the beginning, but they seem to be getting their feet up on them.
And you mentioned the first year coach. Tell us a little bit about Coach Willie. Is that came from Tennessee?
Yeah, Willie came from Tennessee. He was actually, I forget the division, but he was actually one of the coaches of the year from that division. I think he played. I think it was he coached Central Magnet, and that's actually a pretty good division. I think three times the team from that division was were your national champions, according to Max Preps. Okay. So man, playing really good basketball in that area. You know, man, he was a gem of a find for Ripley and Principal Buck Buchanan.
All right, so Ripley basketball, and you can read more about the Tigers with Kedrick's coverage in the Southern Sentinel. Y'all's website, Kedrick, it's southern-sentinel.com, isn't it?
Yes, sir. That will be it.
All right. Let's move on to some soccer real quick. Let's get the playoffs have started for high school soccer this week. Tupelo played last night, boys and girls. They're always good in soccer, of course. And we had Gene Phelps out there to cover. Both teams winning. The girls quite handily defeating Warren Central 5-0. And the boys, it was a tight one, but they held on to win 1-0. Mara Childs had a couple of goals for the Lady Wave. They will host Madison Central next on Saturday. The boys, I think Logan Little scored the lone goal in that match. And they're going to take on, and this may be determined by now, and maybe it was a late result. I just don't have it in front of me. But they're supposed to play either Northwest Rankin or South Haven in the next round, the state quarterfinals, on Saturday. Some other results from the area, soccer results. You had New Albany girls beating Pontotoc 2-1. Pontotoc girls always very good and tough to beat. So good win there for New Albany. In 4A, you had that was a 4A match. Another 4A match, Amory's boys over Richland 3-1. The Amory girls lost to Florence 3-1. And 4A girls, again, you got Lafayette 7-2 over Corinth. 5A girls, Oxford over Vicksburg 9-0, and the boys from Oxford also beating Vicksburg 8-0. 5A Saltillo girls over Ridgeland 2-0, and in the 1-2-3A boys, Forest over South Pontotoc 3-0. I believe Ripley played on Monday. Kedrick, how'd they do?
Yeah, that's right. Ripley played Lafayette on Monday and shut them out 4-0. Had a couple goals by Francisco Romero. He's a junior, and the ICC was there to watch him on Monday. Had another goal from Alex Rudis, and that program it's just the fourth year where it actually restarted 4 years ago. They shut it down in 2006 because they didn't have any coaches, and this is the best season in 4 years. 12-4. They face Florence on Saturday, and looks like if they can get past Florence, it could be a showdown with Amory. Who head coach Nathan Woolley thinks, man, it's probably the best team in 4A North.
Okay, good stuff there from soccer. Next round again starts Saturday. You got a few games tonight. I guess games that were delayed for whatever reason. First round games, but the next round begins on Saturday. Okay, it's time now for our athletes of the week. One girl, one boy. Do this every week on Prep Rally. Girls athlete of the week, Kedrick mentioned her name earlier, Deja Rogan of Ripley, had 27 points last night in that 68-58 win at Rosa Fort. What year is she? Remind me again, Kedrick.
She's a junior, and she's really stepped up her scoring. I bet she probably averaged less than 10 points, man, last year. And speaking of, you're talking about Brim, living down the street from you. I used to live around the corner from Dacia, and she was always in the street playing basketball. So she's really worked on it.
And so congrats to her. And our boys athlete of the week, Kelton Hall, Ingomar. He's a sophomore. Kid can light it up. He's averaging probably 23, 20 points, 24 points a game. He had 39 against Morville in the Hotbed Classic on Saturday. And then on Monday, turned around and had 17. And that blowout loss to Baldwin. So he had a good bit of their offense in a game in which they struggled offensively. But Kelton Hall, just a sophomore for Ingomar. Good job by him. So congrats to our athletes of the week, Dacia Rogan of Ripley, Kelton Hall of Ingomar. And that's it for the show, everybody. Just, again, a reminder to follow us on Twitter, the show, at DJournalPreps. And if you're watching this webcast, if you missed any of it, again, we'll keep it up at DJournal.com. And you can listen to the podcast on iTunes or your podcast apps or at PrepRally.DJournal.com. Kedrick, good job, man. Appreciate you filling in.
Man, thanks, man. I enjoyed it, man. We got to do it again sometime.
We most certainly will, Kedrick. So until next time, I'm Brad Locke for Kedrick Story. Y'all have a good week.